You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we're talking with Ashley Brandon from the city of Beaufort. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Glad we can have you on, have you come on and talk about Shrimp Festival and kind of just jump into the shrimp.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to be talking about the 29th annual Beaufort Shrimp Festival. The Shrimp Festival takes place October 6th and 7th at the Henry C. Chambers Waterfront Park downtown. Can you give us an overview of what people can expect from the festival or what types of activities you'll have?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Shrimp Festival is a huge community event for Beaufort. It is completely free. So you'll get to come and enjoy lots of entertainment, not only on Friday night, this October 6th, but also on Saturday as well, October 7th. So we'll have entertainment that includes a Bon Jovi tribute band called Slippery When Wet. And then all you Beaufortonians that were at Water Festival, Cess Hagee, who was in the talent show, she's going to be performing as well. And then we're going to close out the night with Katie Godowns, who is a local fan favorite as well. So we'll have lots of entertainment, but really the highlight is always the food. So we will have lots and lots of shrimp vendors and then one vendor that offers something else because not everybody eats shrimp, which is, I know, it's kind of weird, but no, I get it. So we'll have some more options. So we'll have five different food trucks plus all the sweets that you can eat. So we'll have food and fun and lots of entertainment. We will also have a kids' corner. So you'll be able to send your kiddos over for the Kazubi Kazoo Show, as well as there'll be some really awesome face painting by Glitterbox.
Yeah.
And so we just have a huge lineup. It's going to be so much fun, both Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. That's a packed full of activities.
It is.
There's something for everybody to do.
Exactly.
Especially, like you said, food-wise, everyone loves food here in the Lowcountry and Beaufort. And when I go out, I tell people, yeah, we do food really well here in Beaufort. And the number one thing we do well is shrimp and seafood.
Yes.
So...
Well, the Shrimp Festival really is it's an honor and, and it's for our shrimping industry. That's how it got started. So it's our way of kind of giving back to the shrimping industry that's done so much for us and fed us.
Yes. So can you kind of give, you kind of mentioned it, but can you give us a background of like how the Shrimp Festival got started and that whole process of for the shrimpers?
The Shrimp Festival actually was started after Forrest Gump. That's kind of where it all came from. And we wanted to, again, just honor our shrimping industry here and find a way to highlight them and bring them to the forefront and also having a community event to celebrate them. And so that's exactly how it started 29 years ago. Forrest Gump was released 30 years ago. So it fell right in line with that. And it was just a perfect opportunity to highlight Beaufort, and especially since we're highlighted in the movie, and just really thank our shrimping industry and bring them to the forefront of what they do here.
Yeah, that's really good that you guys decided, hey, this movie about shrimp, and it's a nationally recognized movie, and it represents Beaufort as a whole, and we're, like you said, we're in the movie and a lot of the scenes were filmed here in Beaufort, so why not show people, hey, this is what Beaufort actually is, when they come, give them a reason to come back and enjoy Beaufort. So I think that's a good idea. Have you had the opportunity to meet Forrest Gump when he does come for the Shrimp Festival?
Yes, I have. He is the highlight of the festival for sure. Yes, I just talked to him. Well, I guess I talked to him in July and I was like, please tell me you're coming. He's like, you know, I wouldn't miss it. So he will definitely be there, not just for, he'll be there Friday and Saturday. So he'll also be there for the 5K, giving high fives, handing out water, and taking all the pictures with his chocolate tree box. He's a staple.
Yes, he is. He's an amazing guy. He does a really good job of, you know, just encompassing the Beaufort spirit. He's a hoot to be around.
Yes.
And even no matter what you're going through, you could be having a bad day or you could be as serious as you want to be. But as soon as you get around him, he brings it out of you, or you're like, I have to have fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And sometimes if you call him, even if you're going over contract details, he will literally fall into the Forrest Gump character for you over the phone. So he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is. Are the activities of the festival for all ages? Are there age limits? Can you explain that?
Yeah. So we have something for all ages. So we do have the kids corner mm-hmm. for your kiddos to come and enjoy that. We have obviously the food for all ages. We will have beer and wine. So we'll have that for the older crowd. Music will be lots of different genres and options and ages. We also have an educational fair on Saturday. So we'll have even Hunting Island, I think, is bringing some snakes. So yeah. We'll have literally something for everybody at this festival. And that's what I love about it, is it truly is a community festival, because it is for everybody, all ages. Just yeah. Bring them all.
Yeah, that's good that you guys have something for everyone, not only everyone but all ages as well.
Yes.
And Ashley, you mentioned that Forrest will be at the 5K. Can you give us some like details on that 5K and the charity shrimp race?
Yeah, absolutely. So the 5K is early Saturday morning for you early birds who like to run. It's actually a part of a trifecta as well. So it's a really good race to get into. They'll start early. They'll run over that Forrest Gump bridge and back. And it ends, with plenty of time to go home, take a shower, and come back for the festival itself. So they are still taking signups, and you can go online and sign up for that, for the Forrest Gump 5K. And then we will also have the Rotary Club does the shrimp drop. And so the shrimp race is going to be Saturday. Right now we're estimating with tides, it'll be about 3:00 that they'll drop the shrimp and see who's going to win, which shrimp is going to win. And you can actually go online still and adopt your shrimp. So you can go to the Rotary Club's website and adopt your shrimp, however many you want. And if you win, there's some really cool prizes. So we love the shrimp drop. Who doesn't love watching shrimp race?
Yeah, it's always good. It's like a fun betting, little bet set on the side. So
it's like the horse races, but yeah.
Shrimp. And for those who don't know, a lot of people who come to Beaufort typically don't know, or they'll just think of the bridge as like the normal bridge. It was actually the bridge in the movie where Forrest Gump, you know, they were interviewing him and he decided to turn around on a bridge and go back home.
Yes,
so when people find that out, they're like, oh, no way. It's really cool.
And it's cool at the 5K because a lot of them dress up. And so it's perfect.
Yeah. There's always people in the Forrest Gump shorts and t-shirt and the beard. Yep. And so it's a really cool sight to see.
Yes.
So one of the other aspects of Shrimp Festival is the educational portion of it. Could you kind of touch on that and, you know, explain what type of education it's going to be at the Shrimp Festival?
Yeah. So not only will we have some of the local area people who can educate about the water and the sound, there's actually going to be someone throwing shrimp nets and teaching you how to do that. But we're also going to have 3 shrimp boats this year. Usually we only have 2, but mm-hmm. this year we're going to have Gay Fish Company's boat and 2 from Sea Eagles. So they are going to be there also educating on the shrimp boats, how they work, what they do, what precautions they take, and you know how they actually are able to bring the shrimp in for us. So we'll have lots of education, especially about the shrimping industry, which is, you know, again, the highlight of why we do what we do. So you'll have lots to learn and lots to see.
And are those educational portions like segmented out time wise, or is it anytime I show up to the festival, I can go to the boats and see, like, kind of get that lesson?
Yeah. So the shrimp boats will be there Friday and Saturday. So you can go up and talk to them and be able to ask the shrimp boat captains questions, and they'll be very happy to show you the boats and how they work. So they will be there Friday and Saturday. The education fair will actually be there Saturday morning. So they'll start at 10 a.m. Saturday morning and they'll go till 4 on Saturday. So timing wise, your education vendors will be there from 10 to 4 on Saturday, but the shrimp boats, they're going to be there the whole time.
Okay, and finally, since we are talking about the Shrimp Festival, can we talk about the actual shrimp that's going to be presented, the different types of shrimp? Can you kind of give us that information?
Yeah, absolutely. Shrimp is always the highlight. So every food vendor, minus the sweets, are expected to have a food dish that highlights shrimp. So my favorite is the shrimp and grits from Sea Eagle. Don't tell anybody I said that, but I love their shrimp and grits. And so then we'll have fried shrimp, of course, and I can sound like Bubba Gump over here telling you all of the different types of shrimp we're going to have out there. Shrimp cob salad, you name it, we're going to have tons of dishes that highlight shrimp. We're also, if for those who love crab, I do believe Belly Full by Tiger is going to be out there frying a whole crab for you. So we will have all the seafood, and then we're going to have Mother Smokin' Good Barbecue as well for those who maybe you're not big shrimp fans or big seafood fans, so that somebody that they will have a different option as well. So the food is the highlight though, and that is the most important part of Shrimp Festival. So we make sure we have the best out there.
That's good to know. And I thought when you, for a second there, you were going to say there was shrimp ice cream or something for desserts.
Man, that would be, if somebody did it, we would bring them out. And the best part about it, though, really, is that it's all locally caught shrimp. So we make sure that everything coming into the Shrimp Festival is going to be locally caught by our shrimpers here for the Shrimp Festival.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what I like to tell people when they're thinking about visiting the area is, hey, everything's locally caught, our fish, our shrimp, our oysters, most of the time it's coming from Beaufort, whereas you go to other locations, they're sourcing it out and bringing it into the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, we don't need to, especially those crabs and those shrimp. We've got them all.
Yeah. And will different restaurants cook different shrimp, like cook shrimp differently?
Yes. So different restaurants will cook them differently. Some will be fried. Some will be, like I said, on the Cobb salad. So that's going to be more steamed. Mm-hmm. So there'll be all different types of options for the shrimp. So you'll have a variety.
Yeah. So this is my personal question, Ashley. What's your favorite type of shrimp and how would you prepare it?
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite type of shrimp is coconut shrimp. Who doesn't love that sweet and tangy? It's my favorite. So if I were to be making that, I would definitely hit up some of the stands we have here locally, get some of that local shrimp. And Gay's Food Market had the biggest shrimp, bigger than my hand the other day. So I would go grab that, fry it up and dip it in that sweet sauce. That's my favorite besides shrimp and grits. So that's my other.
Yeah.
We like all the shrimp.
I was going to say, any way you can prepare shrimp is a good way. Well, this has been a fun episode, Ashley. Thanks for coming on to the show to talk about the Beaufort Shrimp Festival. And that is taking place October 6th and 7th. If you could you give our listeners where they can find the information out about the Shrimp Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to BeaufortShrimpFestival.com, that's our website. You'll be able to see the schedule, see who the entertainment is, see our new shirts. We got some really, really, really neat shirts that we're excited to be able to share. But we're also on Facebook too. So Facebook will be updating regularly all of our amazing sponsors, all of the entertainment, all the food trucks. We'll be sharing some pictures. So you can drool over those. Go check it out on Facebook.
If you want more information on the other upcoming events happening in our area, be sure to visit BeaufortSC.org/events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.